Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show with Dad's Point of View. If I was going to have a trivia contest, I would ask, what was that music we just heard and are hearing toned down right now? And what product was that a jingle for? Since I'm not having a trivia contest, I will tell you that it is called No Matter What Shape, and it was, I believe, the commercial jingle for Alka-Seltzer back in the day. Anyway, this is the Bruce Allen Show with Dad's Point of View, and it is time for Teen Rap with Pastor Drew Sams. Pastor Sams has been the high school pastor at Calvary Community Church in Westlake Village for the last 6 years, but he has a new and enhanced role, of which I've forgotten exactly what it is, and he'll enlighten me. Pastor Drew and his wife Erica live in Westlake Village, California, and are the proud parents of their first son, Judah Andrew Sams. Welcome back to the show, Pastor Drew.
Hey, love being on. Missed you last week at Thanksgiving, but good to be back.
Well, you were up in the mountains having a good time and enjoying your first Thanksgiving with Judah Andrew. And as we do each week, let's have a health and welfare report. And I do need a jingle for that. Richard, we've got to find it. How is Judah Andrew doing? How old, how much, and what's going on?
Boy, he is 7.5 pounds, or 7.5 months, 20 yeah. pounds.
Whoa!
It's getting a lot to carry him, but
wow.
We had a great time. We were up in Big Bear. For those who don't know, it's about 6,500 feet, and so for most of the trip, he was great. But one night, I think it had to do with the altitude. He just was not a happy camper, but it was a wonderful time. We had a great time, and looking forward to many future holidays with him to come.
Well, very good. I mean, it's so much fun to celebrate the first with your kid, and you're going to have obviously Christmas and New Year's coming up, so I'm sure that will be special. And I imagine you will get a bigger tree than you've gotten in recent years, and just enjoy his eyes looking at it with wonder.
Yeah, it's so fun. My wife has already put him in Christmas pajamas, so we're definitely in the spirit.
Well, that's very cool. By the way, as an aside, my wife and I have just closed on a townhome in Park City, Utah, and you are invited.
I will take you up on that.
Okay.
Did you really?
Yes.
Congratulations.
Yes, it's been quite a struggle, but it looks like we're getting it. Debbie's going up on Saturday to check it out, clean it up, and fix it up, and then hopefully we're going to spend some time over the Christmas break up there and, of course, be commuting back and forth hereafter until 2.5 years from now where we might actually make that our primary residence.
Wow.
But we don't know. We're going to see where we're at when my youngest graduates high school.
Well, of all the cities to choose from for town, on Park City is beautiful. So.
Well, and at that point, it will be a kind of a downsizing mode. We won't need the larger house, and we don't need all the cars, and just need a small room for the boys to come visit because we don't want them to stay, of course. So it'll be interesting. It's
yeah.
a lot of things to look at and look forward to.
You think that'll lower some stress in your life?
Yes. Well, good transition. Given that the topic is stress, I would love to know literally where you would like to take the discussion.
You know, I would. There's so many places I could, but I'd love to talk about the slow drip of social media that I call. Did you ever, as a kid, do that to somebody, or have somebody do that to you, where they just slowly drip water onto the back of your hand or on your foot?
Yeah, well, it's called the Chinese water drip.
Yes. So I remember when I first got a BlackBerry, and so I'm dating myself here, but maybe 6 years ago, there was this little red light that would flash every time I would get a new email.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't figure out how to turn it off. And I would get emails, of course, you know, they don't start and stop when you arrive to work. They're not between 9 to 5. You can get emails all the time. And so there was a variety of emails that would come in through the night, and it would wake me up every single night. And it created this stressful anxiety. And for some reason, I couldn't figure out how to turn this light off. And I wasn't getting more emails or, you know, than I was before. But all of a sudden, the stress related to that was huge. So I got into this pattern of, every time it would go off, I'd wake up, I'd check my email.
Oh, my gosh.
I know, and this is awful.
Why didn't you just turn off the phone?
That was my problem. So that's where I'm getting to. So finally, my wife is saying, what's the deal? Now I can't sleep because, you're waking up from this light, and you're checking your phone, and now you're even more awake, and you're waking me up. Just turn off your phone. And I thought, oh. I'm a little slower than the average person. And so it was amazing. Just turning it off reduced a tremendous amount of stress in my life. I didn't even call it stress at the moment, but there was this, anxiety and this. I was losing sleep over it. And so I've really tried to think about all the areas of my life that are like that, a slow drip, and trying to eliminate them as much as possible. I know I'm not going to stop the emails. I'm not going to get off Facebook. I'm not going to get off all those things. But how it comes to me, I want to control that. So rather than a slow drip, I want to be able to go onto it when I want, access it when I want, not have it be throughout the day, during meals, while I'm sleeping, etc.
Well, you know, both our faiths have something called the Sabbath as part of them. And if you ever actually, in Judaism, Sabbath begins a sundown Friday
yeah.
and ends sundown Saturday. And I've known religious Jews that have truly observed the Sabbath. And that means no electronics, no driving. It means basically cooking at home and staying at home. If you want to do something of entertainment value, you play an instrument.
Mm.
You sing. You read a book. That, you know, God, in all of his infinite wisdom, knew what he was doing when he said, work 6 days and take the seventh one off.
And you know what's so cool about that? So you've got 6 days and then a pause, and then 6 days and then a pause. God is a God of rhythm.
Yep.
He's got rhythm. And, you know, I learned from a friend who's a musician, he says that when there's sound and there's no rhythm to it, it's called noise. And I think that, you know, when we don't observe a Sabbath, or for people who aren't religious, if they don't take time to pause for a moment, their life is just noise. There's no rhythm to it. And I think that however you can incorporate that in your life, whether it's once a week, if it's once a month, whatever it is, whatever works for you, you got to take that pause, because you know, life without rhythm is just noise, and that's where it gets so stressful.
Well, couldn't agree more. You know, I'm wondering, in both your former role as teen pastor and your current role as a more generalist pastor at your church, what are the things that you see among your parishioners that are the biggest stress factors beyond the obvious of, say, the economy? I mean, I know everybody's suffering and worrying about money, but let's not go there. What else do you hear about most, and people come to you most seeking help?
Yeah, the biggest thing where my mind immediately went to was how many families come to me exhausted over how many activities their kids do. They drive them to soccer practice, and they drive them to their math tutor after that. They've got sports early in the morning. So if you've got more than one kid, your free time in the afternoon, midweek, and even on the weekends is spent taking them from one place to another, trying to balance that. And it's amazing how much I see of that, and how exhausting, how frustrated parents are. Yet they're the ones really encouraging them to do those activities in the first place, because they feel like they've got to build their college resume. They've got to, you know, be well-rounded. So
it feels like a no choice to most parents.
Yeah, it does. Because they feel like if they don't, either they're a bad parent among other parents because their kids don't really do anything, or they're not giving them a chance to not only get ahead, but just to keep up with everybody else.
Well, I believe that because the way in which our kids participate in those activities is so different from when I was in school. When I was in school, it was all contained. I was on the tennis team, so all I did was stay after school and play tennis. So, and I rode my bike to and from school. So I said goodbye to my mom in the morning. She made me a lunch, or I made my own lunch. I doubt I made my own. She probably made me a lunch. I took it on my bike to school. I don't think I had a backpack, so I'm not quite sure how I carried my books, because nobody had backpacks in the 60s, which is what we're talking about. I'd go to school and I'd come home. There was no pressure on my mom. And now all those things are extracurricular, including learning how to drive. All the driving stuff was at school. Now the parents have to do all that outside of school because it's not provided, in addition to music lessons, in addition to art. And then, of course, the only outside activity that was really instrumental in my mom's weekly life was religious education. I went to Hebrew school, we called it, you know, or Sunday school. And that was it. Listen, we're believe it or not, we're out of time. So quickly tell our listeners where you're not blogging.
I'm not blogging at drewsams.com, but I am all over social media, any of them, /SurferDrew.
Surfer Drew. That is it, and I love it. And tell me, when was the last time you went surfing?
You know, it has been quite some time, so much that I can't remember, but I'm going this Saturday.
Good. Good.
Surf's up.
I want a report. All right. We'll talk to you next week and have a great... Oh, no, we won't. You'll be at that special thing. And if you can, talk to us. You'll let us know. If not, in 2 weeks.
Wonderful.
All right. Thanks, Pastor Drew. We will be back right after these messages with a special guest, Ellie Venezky, so stay tuned.
Sharing a memory of gray and wander in my words, dream about the pictures that I played of changes.